It's game time, driven by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go!
Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling, Grant Flanders in today as well for the traveling Mitch Fortner. But doesn't mean we're not going to hear from Mitch. More on that in a moment. Lineup on the show today, there's a ton to talk about. We have not had a show since this weekend. So the Royals, some disappointment there. We'll cover that in the open. Plus, an update on Bill Snyder's health, the first spring football press conference earlier today. So in his own words, how he is doing in the opening segment as well. We'll talk national title game later on in the hour. We've also got at 4:40 Haters and Ballers Royals preseason edition. So we found a way to reincorporate that segment. Congratulations, everybody. At 4:50, WrestleMania hot takes. I've got them, and I'm going to run them past Mitch to see what he thinks, because I watched the entirety, almost, of WrestleMania with our boss, of all people. So at 5:10, Bill Snyder on the quarterback situation. I think there is actually some good in Jesse Ertz's injury situation. Alex Barnes at 5:25. We'll chat for a while about a lot of different things. He was great today, including the rumors of him transferring this offseason. And we'll get you out with You Can't Be Serious at 5:50. 537-1350. If you got a phone call, 866-776-1350. You can also tweet us at the game KMAN if you got questions or comments. So today it was spring football press conference number one. I think we knew that there was going to be a lot in the way of questions to Coach Snyder about his cancer treatments, the throat cancer diagnosis. We all found out about, has that been a couple months now, 2 months ago maybe?
6 weeks, something like that.
Somewhere around there, and he actually knew, I think before the bowl game, late November, somewhere around there, that Bill Snyder actually found out about it. And so there's just been this big gap of time where we really haven't, you know, had too much of a chance to ask about it. It was post all the stuff that happened with signing day, so there was no chance to ask about it then. I can just speak for myself from having been there at the press conference, seen him. I mean, he didn't act any different at all. Didn't seem any different at all. I had, you know, heard some rumors, people talking about potential changes there, things that were different. To be honest with you, I didn't notice anything. Seemed like if you would have just put everything there outside of the questions about his health, I wouldn't have known that press conference from any other spring press conference. So take that for what it's worth. Here is what Bill Snyder had to say just for an update on where things stand as far as his cancer treatment right now.
Nothing you always want to hear, but by the same token, it is what it is, so you have to deal with it. I'm finished with all the treatments, just kind of going through the after effects right now, and then, you know, you get tested again in a while down the road, a few months.
So there is some good news in that department that he's done with the treatments, but still trying to deal with. I'm sure in his words, after effects. I'm sure there's a lot of that type of thing. I can't imagine trying to go through the rigors of spring football practice the way that he would like to, and the way that he feels like it's necessary to do at this point in time, while having that hover over you. But he seems to be just plowing forward ahead as usual. I mean, it is typical Bill Snyder stuff.
Well,
right now,
I mean, you know that just because of how he is, he's not going to have a whole lot of free time on his schedule anyway before this even came up. So it becomes a question of how on earth does he work that in addition to everything else? Because it's not like the time that he has been spending at treatment lately, he's normally just sitting on the couch and doing nothing. He's always doing something. He's always working all the hours that he's working. So the fact that he's been able to squeeze everything in and still been able to attend K-State's practices and everything like that is pretty amazing to me.
But now, he didn't want to get too much into the details of everything when he was really pressed about it, but he did say that, you know, there are some areas where he's had to cut back a little bit. For the most part, though, still working as normal.
Well, that's the intent right now. I'm not here, you know, the length of time that I have normally, you know, been here, I'm working what would amount to maybe full days.
So he had that comment, and then later on when he was asked a different question about how he's handling things, he did have this as an admission too. And this is one that really, I think, makes sense and is a nice way to try and compromise when dealing with a situation like this.
I can do most of the things that I've been able to do. Some of it I have to do outside of the office. And so, you know, you still put in, you know, still put in the time. All of it's not here, though.
So like you're saying, you know, if you are going to get treatment, you can find a way to still do some work. If you need to spend some time at home, just be away, I would think, from some of the commotion, whatever, you can just go back home and do some of the work. I think that hearing that at least tells you he is still Bill Snyder. He is still going to be hell-bent on getting everything done and doing everything that he feels like he needs to do. I mean, the guy's done it one way basically his entire career, and that's going to continue. But at the same time, when he needs to, he will make some concessions. And maybe I'm reading too much into that, and it's simply when I have my treatment, I literally have to be in Kansas City going somewhere else, so I'm going to find a way to do some of the work there. But that was at least like, okay, yes, you're still Bill Snyder, but there is part of a human element to it as well. This is not going to be just total, you're a robot, continue to move forward like everything is. There are going to have to be some concessions.
Well, fortunately, I think something that that helps him out with that is technology being as good as it is now. I think that most of his job, he has at least some capacity to do that at home, and that probably wasn't the case 20 years ago. You know, I know that all of the players have iPads issued to them that they can literally watch all of the film that they need to watch from home. They do not necessarily have to go into Vanier to do that. And I'm sure that Snyder can benefit from some of those things as well, and that has to help him out.
Totally agree with that. I mean, the one thing that he seemed to want to talk about, and this is not going to surprise anybody, that he was more willing to talk and expand upon this than just how things are going, how it's affecting him. You know, there's no, like, woe is me talk from him. At one point he dropped in that, hey, you know, millions of people have gone through this. I can handle it. That's the sentiment that you would expect from Bill Snyder, but you would also expect him to expand upon just how gracious everybody's been with their outreach, and he definitely did.
That's a very humbling thing. I mean, I can't tell you how many thousands of, you know, responses have come in. People are so gracious and so kind, and all across the country. It's been, you know, certainly locally and within the university and the community and the state, but, you know, throughout the nation, just people very gracious.
We've seen the pictures on social media of all the cards and everything that he has gotten, the giant card that everybody signed. I think that was a basketball game, mm-hmm. right? One of the late home basketball games. So there's been a ton of outreach, as you would expect. National college football sites, the Reddit college football forum, you know, they sent like an e-card, a digital card to him. So there's been outreach from everywhere, and I'm sure that that has been humbling to him, as he said. And that's basically the gist of what we got on Bill Snyder's health situation. This is not opening up with some kind of, you know, real take on the situation, some kind of big, I don't know. There's just no overarching conclusion, really, that I'm reaching here. I just felt like the best way to handle this would be, here's what Bill Snyder has to say. I don't want to sit here and speculate about it necessarily, but these are my observations. This is what he had to say. You can take it for what it's worth.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's certainly things that people want to hear, even if it's not if there's not a huge, you know, headline involved in it. People want to hear how he's doing. For my part, listening to him talk about all of the responses that he's gotten, and we've seen some of those, but that doesn't even include all the phone calls that he gets, because obviously you can't put that in a picture. But I would love to just see a list of all the people that have said something to him, not just to see how many names there are, but I think that there would be some pretty, you know, pretty well-known, pretty famous names of people in the coaching community that have probably, at the very least, called him up, and that'd be just fun to go and look at.
Brent Venables?
Probably. I would say probably. if we're going to go down that road, but I would say it's a pretty safe bet that he's gotten at least a couple dozen calls from active head coaches in FBS.
I had to throw that in there for Cole. That's
yeah, that's fine.
Cole's proxy.
This is the transition phase from Colt of Frank to Colt of Brent Venables.
Colt of Venables?
Yeah.
I don't know if Venables is ever going to reach Colt of Frank status. By the way, I will address Colt of Frank meeting adjourned basically for a little while now at 5:40. We've got Alex Barnes at 5:25. I thought he was great today in talking about the injury situation from late last year. Also, the transfer rumors over the offseason. We're going to get into more football at 5:10, too, with the Jesse Ertz injury situation, how much he is able to do. But from not hot takes here in the open part about Bill Snyder and the update on his cancer treatments to Royals lose game one, this is where I'm giving you the floor for all your Royals hot takes that they lose 7-1 because of a bullpen implosion on opening day. get all excited, fired up for opening day, and then
Yeah, not great. And you know me, that I am way less harsh on Ned Yost than a lot of people are, or at least people used to be before the World Series run. A lot of people did not want him as the manager and blame him every time the Royals lose, but I thought that he made a little bit of a mistake yesterday. Danny Duffy was at 100 pitches through six innings, and it's understandable to take him out at that point, but I think that with the revamped bullpen, you're going to need your starters on a consistent basis to go a little bit deeper in games than has been the case the last couple of years. We're no longer in that era of the what we determine to be the Dayton Moore quality start, where you go five innings or five and a third and give up two runs, something like that. You're going to need, especially your number one guy, to go six and two-thirds or something like that, and I think that he could have done that in another 10 or 15 pitches and been just fine, and then maybe the implosion wouldn't have happened. But it's just one game. It just happens to be a loss that showed some weaknesses that may or may not get fixed over the course of the season, and that has me a little bit concerned.
Well, most people's number one concern, I would think, would be the bullpen, probably narrowly beating out the starting rotation. You know, just a couple quick things that I thought about it. We can expand upon it more, but I don't really have any problem with what Ned Yost did. Danny Duffy was had around 100 pitches.
Exactly 100.
Exactly 100 pitches. I mean, you're also going to need Danny Duffy for the entirety of the year. I mean, you got to be thinking about it from a year-long standpoint. This isn't playoff baseball or anything, so you got to manage that. I would take your point about, you know, you're going to have to rely on the starters more and twist it around and say, yes, you are, so save Danny Duffy for on down the road and don't push him too much on opening day for a series with the Twins. And they had the matchups that they all wanted. I mean, he played it right as far as, you know, everybody always gets mad at Ned for having some unconventional thinking or thinking that doesn't sync up with, like, new baseball ideals, the stat guys, the money ball type of thinking.
Sabermetrics.
Yeah. That's typically not where Ned Yost aligns with, but I think if you're just thinking baseball matchups, it aligned with what people would conventionally do in that situation. He just wasn't counting on, you know, Travis Wood and Matt Strom walking three guys with the bases loaded. So I actually agree. Ned Yost said as much after the game. Like, hey, that just happens sometimes. I'm with him. Happens sometimes. It just happened to be opening day.
I just think the Royals are under quite a bit of pressure to get out to a good start this season, because if you look at their schedule in its entirety, their easiest 2 months in terms of looking at everyone's record from last year, their easiest 2 months are this month and September, October. And by then, you don't know if you're going to be in contention. And the months of June and July.
Well, the easiest months that we think right now, looking at it on paper,
right,
when no one has played any games.
Yeah, but maybe it is looking at it sabermetrically, but I was reading something on 538 that was talking about that. And their toughest, quote unquote, 2 months are June and July. And a big reason that everything falls out that way is because they've got a lot of games against the Twins in April and a lot against them in September. So the Minnesota Twins are one of the few teams in the American League that you feel like you should be beating pretty consistently, and it's just, you know, not ideal to get off to that kind of start.
Well, the math says that was 0.6% of the Royals' season, so I think I think we're going to be okay not drawing any major conclusions or freaking out about it. And I haven't seen as much freaking out about it as honestly I thought that I would. I think the Royals have built up enough equity with the fan base by this point, even after missing the playoffs last year, that people are not going to lose their minds like they would have maybe 3 years ago. You know, if this is 2014 and something like happened on opening day. Later on again, Alex Barnes at 5:25 from earlier today. Haters and Ballers, Royals preseason edition at 4:40. But when we come back, my two disappointments from the national championship game last night are different than most people's. I'll tell you what they are coming up here on the game.